Over the past 2 years, public safety has been named the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's top priority by delegates to conventions of the Association of Village Council Presidents. At this year's gathering in Bethel, a panel discussed how to recruit and retain village public safety officers. This time last year, there were 8 village public safety officers across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Now, there are 9. One more is undergoing a background check as part of the application process. The region has 56 villages, and many don't have any law enforcement at all.
I feel that for me not to respond or other people to not respond is not caring.
Phyllis Evan is president of the Lower Kalskag Tribal Council. In May, her community hired its first law enforcement officer in a long time, a tribal police officer. Before that, Evan, along with fellow council members and community volunteers, were the ones responding to emergencies. Now, even with a TPO, Evan remains on call.
Safety checks, we do welfare checks, even suicide attempts, we do. We're on call 24/7.
Lower Kalskag would prefer to have a VPSO. So would Kotlik. Delia Hunt is the Hamilton Tribal Administrator and says once Kotlik had an officer who was hired from the village, but other people in the community would pick on him or threaten his family. Now, there's no law enforcement in Kotlik, and the community's only recourse during dangerous situations is to go on lockdown until a trooper flies in from somewhere else. Jody Potts with the Tanana Chiefs Conference used to work as a VPSO and now serves on the Governor's Tribal Advisory Council.
A lot of locals don't want to do the job, so we have to hire people from outside, and they cannot live in a rural village on the wage that they make.
Potts participated in the Association of Village Council Presidents Public Safety Panel. The number of village public safety officers is at its lowest point, and Potts says the state already knows how to increase recruitment and retention.
Honestly, the state knows how to do it because they do it with the Alaska State Troopers to get them to go to the rural posts like Bethel, Kotzebue, St. Mary's. They give them a rural differential. So they get their base pay, they get their rural differential, and then they also get the overtime.
Under the Alaska Constitution, the state holds criminal jurisdiction across Alaska. But Potts sees rural communities receiving a lower standard of public safety than urban areas or communities on the road system. These rural communities are predominantly Alaska Native. Closing the gap, Potts thinks, will require the state legislature to not only provide more funding, but to change their attitude toward rural Alaska overall.
Getting them to believe in the program and believe that VPSOs deserve and villages deserve equal service is going to be a big challenge.
Alvin Jimmy coordinates the VPSO program for AVCP. He told the convention that the two main barriers for applicants in the region are drug use and criminal incidents on their records. Jimmy has been traveling the YK Delta surveying the public safety infrastructure across the region. In August, AVCP held a public safety summit with partners from across the state. One idea that arose was to have roving VPSOs that float throughout AVCP's 13 units. AVCP plans to release a regional public safety assessment later this year. The Association of Village Council Presidents would not permit its staff to be interviewed for this story. And this year, for the first time, AVCP would not allow KYUK to record any part of its annual convention. For more than a decade, KYUK has enjoyed providing sections of the convention to listeners who are unable to attend the event in Bethel. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.